Welcome to Shomach Shava and Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lir Nishvas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzio, Daf Kuf Yutes, the last and final Daf of Meseches Bo Metzio. The final Mishnah in the previous sermon brought that Shtei Ginois Zor Gavzu, you have two gardens, a garden on the top, a garden on the bottom. The question is, the vegetable in between belongs to who? Remeir says belongs to the top one, Rabbi Yehuda says belongs to the bottom one. Rabbi Shimon says, wherever the top one can come and get to the vegetable, any vegetable the top can reach, belongs to the top. Whatever you cannot reach, belongs to the bottom. So the Masechta ends that, Omar Ephraim Safra, Tamidu Shavish Lakish, Mishum Rish Lakish, Halacha Ke Rabbi Shimon. Halacha is like that middle sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Amru Kamei the Shur Malka, the set in front of Shur Malka, Rashi explains Shur Malka is the king of Persia. Omar Lua, Piryoin Nimteya Rabbi Shimon. Give chayin to Rabbi Shimon, he said such a wonderful thing. What is the deep meaning of this, of these two gardens and the vegetable in between? That we have a special praise of the Persian king to what Rabbi Shimon says. And why this is the ending of Meseches Bo Metzio, that's how the Mesechta ends. So we have here a beautiful yesodistic idea that comes from two of G'dayilei HaDoyrus that together come with a pshat, and this Gemara, and the whole concept of what Bo Metzio is all about. So we'll start with the Yaris Dvash, the Renesit Eibishitz, in Chelek Beish Drush Tzayin, some of what we mentioned already in the beginning of this parak. So the Yaris Dvash says a gewaltige idea of the chiluk between Bo Bekamo, Bo Metzio, and Bo Bas. We have three Mesechtas. Says the Renesit Eibishitz, Bo Bekamo is Keneged Tzadik. That's why it says, Odo Muad Lo'ilom. A person is being judged for the smallest thing, that's a tzaddik you're being judged, but Bekalim belongs to the tzaddik. Bo Basra, the last Bovo, speaks about the Rishoyim. And this we'll get to Beis Hashem in the beginning of next Masechta. But he says, we're talking about there where HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to make a special opening in the Mechitza to allow the Rishoyim to come in, and that's why we start the Masechta with Inyonim and Mechitza. But Maseches Bo Metzio refers to the Beinonim, someone who's in the middle. And says the Yaris Dvash, and so brings the Tildes Yaakov Yosef at the end of the Drusha we're going to mention in a moment, that's how Maseches Bo Metzio starts. Shnayim Oichsim Betalis. A Beinoni, he has two things holding on to him. He has the Yetzer Toiv and he has the Yetzer Hara. He has the good and he has the bad. The good is trying to pull him to one side, and the bad is trying to pull him to the other side. That's what Metzia is referring to. The middle person who has to deal with different yonim in this world. Now, Yoni Savish himself earlier goes on to explain our Mishnah and our Gemara in his way. But we're going to use now the word of the Toldus Yaakov Yosef and Pashas Noach. The Mamish takes the idea that we just mentioned regarding what Metzia speaking about a Beinoni and brings it here to the end of the Masechta. And he starts by saying, you should know that we know, the Gemara in Sukkah says, Tzadikim etzer toiv shoiftom, Rishoyim etzer hara shoiftom, Beinunim elu ve'elu shoiftom. The Tzadikim belong to etzer toiv. The Rishoyim belong to etzer hara. But the Beinunim is in the middle, he's a little stuck in between. That's why we speak in Maseches Rosh Hashanah about Beinunim in Aseres Ve'etshuva, it says, Tluyim ve'oimdim. They're holding it on because they're being in the middle, between in the rope. They belong a little bit to here, a little bit to there. Not exactly sure where they belong to. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, that's a pshat on Mishnah. Shtei ginois, you have two gardens. You have one garden in the garden of good. You have the other garden in the garden of evil. And Yerek b'natayim, you have a vegetable in between. We talk about the Beinoni. Where does the Beinoni belong to? And says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, though in Niflim Oid, the word Yerek, you could say in three different ways. It could be, you could be change the letters to say the word yakar. Yakar means great, amazing, special, expensive. Or it could chas v'shalom be carry. Carry is the biggest tumor that we have in the world. Or it could be yarek. Yarek is nishtei nishter, it's a vegetable. So the shayla is the yarek, which is in between. Does it belong to the top and it's yakar? Does it belong to the bottom and it's carry? We have a machlekes Rameri Abiyudu. Rameri says the beinoni belongs to the top. At the end of the day, you see where he gets his livelihood from. And he's getting in from the top. That's what really gives him life. The Torah, the Ma'asim Tovim, the Gedusha, that's what gives him life. And he adds here the Rambam that says that you force a Yid to give a get because you know that inside he really wants to do the right thing. So at the end of the day, a Yid, the Yitzhak Toiv, is the one who is dominant in his body. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says that Beinoni, if he did not overcome his challenges, he is still considered to be noited to Rishus. And Rabbi Shimon says it depends. If he can be pulled up, if he easily can be pulled up to Gdusha, that Tzaddik can pull him back, then you know he belongs to Gdusha. But if not, if you can't pull him up easily, so then he doesn't belong to the top. And this, by the way, I heard many times from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal. That's the Iker Inyan of Yom Kippurim. The Beinoni is totally valiant, he's in between doing a Sesame Tshuva. But Yom Kippurim, and then you recognize who the Beinoni really is. And most Yidin, when it comes to Yom Kippur, they become so Kaddosh and Tor, you see where he really belongs to. It's very easy to pull him up when you come to Yom Kippur. Whoever doesn't is not able to connect to Yom Kippur, Sanech Hanami, he doesn't belong to the top garden. Concludes the Toldos Yaakov Yosef with the Inyan al Pi Kabbalah. We'll mention the way we understand it. That he says that's why Shvor Malko is the one who's so appreciative of Rabbi Shimon. Because Shvor Malko, the king of Persia, belongs to Umma Sa'ilam, which they are in the middle. They're like the Beinuni. The big Rishon, big Ra in the world, that's Amalek. Am Yisrael belong to Gdusha. The rest of Umma Sa'ilam are somewhere in the middle. And the question where they are able to pull down. Are they able to pull back to Am Yisrael and to connect in the Jewish people and help them out, so then the tzaddiki Umma Sa'ilam. And if they're not, so they're not. So Shmuel Malko is very happy with Rav Shimon Zachra to say there's place for Umma Sa'ilam, they're there in the middle, but they can be pulled up and belong to Am Yisrael if they want to. But I'll call upon him according to this. This is the ending of Maseches Bo Metzias Dover Nifla Moed. Because the Bo Metzias, the Masech of Beinonim, and as the Toldos Yaakov Yosef ends, as we mentioned in the name of Yaris Vash, that's when the Masechta begins. Shnai Moichsi Metalis, he is tilted from one side to another. So the Masechta ends with the Achra of Beinoni. What's the Achra of Beinoni? Says Reb Shimon, the Achra is if he can be pulled up to the right direction, so the Beinoni belongs to the higher garden, he belongs to Kedusha. Dvorim Nifloim Ad Lemoit. Hadron Aloch, Meseches Bo Metzio V'Hadron Chalon. With this we conclude the Shur Machshava Shurim on the entire Maseches Bo Metzio B'Siyata Dishmayo should be zoichet together to learn and conclude all Dapim of Shas with all the deep Machshava that belongs to each one. Anyone who wants to join the Shur Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.